And we welcome you to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Another day of practice in the books for the Giants. Welcome to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Hello again, everyone. Bob Papa, be joined by Jeff Fiegels momentarily as the Giants wrap up their third day of full practice in preparation for the 2014 season. Coming up on the show, my one-on-one interview with new Giant Walter Thurman III. Meanwhile, we're going to take a look at the Giants on the defensive side of the ball. But to get things started, I welcome in my co-host, Jeff Fiegels. And Jeff, you take a look at the news of the day, and it comes from the offensive side of the ball. Odell Beckham Jr., the rookie first-round draft pick of the Giants, not able to go again because of the hamstring. And Tom Coughlin starting to get a little bit agitated, wants to get the kid on the field.
Absolutely. You know, you had him in OTAs and in the spring, a little bit hurt. Now he's not on that field. It hurts his progression as a young receiver because a new offense, you know, it's difficult to learn that. But as a rookie, it's difficult enough to come out here and try to run around. And especially, it's hard to do that if you're not on the field.
All right. Now, the first 2 days, hot and humid. With the rainstorm last night, temperatures much cooler here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. But right behind you, Jeff, is the field house here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And at the end of a shortened practice, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin put the players into the field house for a recovery stretch.
That kind of sounds like the old days when I was at practice. I had a lot of those recovery stretches. But, you know, they had this new GPS system. And, listen, you know, it's kind of the way it is. And it said, hey, we got to go in there today. I don't know how it works, and we're probably never going to know. But the fact is, I think that they had a good practice. They ended on a good note and went in there for some stretching, and that's just a wave of the future.
All right, well, one of the things that worked out well for the Giants after the first 2 days, look, they're learning a new offense under new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. But we saw the offense starting to get a little bit of a rhythm and start to make some plays.
Absolutely, and especially that offensive line is starting to have a little more chemistry with them. Eli's getting a little bit more comfortable with his receivers. The running backs are looking good. So, you know, it's going to go back and forth. It's going to be an offensive day that looks good one day and a defensive day the other. But the fact is that the offense is starting to come together a little bit, and that's a good sign.
All right, the Giants were very active in free agency as far as trying to rebuild their defense, and they made a lot of moves in the offseason as we take a look at some of the key free agent acquisitions for the New York Giants. And obviously, you take a look at some of the changes. Justin Tuck, Keith Rivers, Corey Webster, Terrell Thomas, Ryan Mundy, all gone. Robert Ayers comes in. Jameel McClain comes in from the Baltimore Ravens. Dominic Rogers Cromartie and Robert Ayers, both former Denver Broncos. Walter Thurman III, former Super Bowl champion with the Seattle Seahawks. So, Jeff, an area in which the Giants look to improve upon, and they went out and they brought in new players, younger players, to help spark this defense.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of them are younger, some of them are older, but when you hit free agency, you have a plan. That plan is at the end of the offseason, you're sitting there, or the end of the season, and you're saying to yourself, hey, where are we going to be able to go out and get some players to fill these positions? They did it at cornerback, they did it at linebacker, they did it at defensive line, and just all the way through. I don't know how many we have new, but the fact is that all these guys are going to be an intricate part of this new Giant defense and offense this year.
All right, earlier in the day, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, as well as safety Antrell Roll, talked about the new faces and the defensive chemistry.
There's a lot of new faces here. I think someone quoted the other day, there's three guys from the 07 team still on our team. So change is a part of the NFL. There's lots of spots open, lots of competition. And I hope people rise to the occasion and recognize that.
Oh, the chemistry on defense is coming together remarkable. You know, these guys are flying around there playing ball. More importantly, they seem to have a lot of fun playing with amongst one another. So, you know, the communication is awesome. I think that goes first and foremost when you're talking about a defense. Communication has to be on point. And as well as the competition. You know, these guys love to compete. We're competing to see who makes the next play. And that's something that's always going to be beneficial when you're talking about defense.
And Jeff, how long does it take for a group to come together from a communication standpoint?
I think it takes a while, and I think that the Giants are afforded an extra game this year that's going to help that cause. And them being able to play that fifth game, and hey, these guys being able to learn and grow together, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, it helps that a lot. And that, again, the fifth game, you're not going to see a lot of the starters in there, but some of the other guys trying to find out who's going to make the team, they'll get a lot more action.
How much does it hurt to not have John Beeson right now on the practice field? He came in last year, gave this team a spark when the Giants acquired him from the Carolina Panthers, and the Giants wanted to bring him back. They re-signed him. He's got a foot injury he's dealing with. Don't know if he's going to make it for the opener. That's the goal. But not having John Beeson here, how much does that hurt that continuity?
Well, I think with Jamil McClain being a veteran that he is and going into that middle linebacker position, he's played all over the field. It helps him, but John Beeson, it's difficult for himself because he's a warrior. That kid, that guy wants to be out on the field, and it's killing him not to be there. But I think it it's a good opportunity for these other guys to be able to go out on the field and show this team what they can do.
All right, one of the young players that the Giants brought in the fifth round out of USC is Devon Kennard, and he talked about trying to impress his coaches.
Impression I want to make is I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help this team win and to help get back to the championship level that, you know, the Giants organization wants to be at. And, you know, I'm continually trying to show that every day with the way that I work, with my selflessness for the team and just the effort I give and trying to be the best.
How much can you really expect out of a rookie in a situation like that?
Well, I mean, a guy like Devon Kennard coming from USC, smart kid, NFL background. His dad played in the National Football League. He played 3-4, 4-3, four different coordinators in college. For this guy to make the transition, it's going to be tough for him, but he's got a little bit of experience at some other things.
We're going to continue to focus on the Giants defense throughout the course of the show. More on the Giants linebackers. Plus, we'll talk with Walter Thurman III. But also, if you're coming out to Giants training camp, well, there's a lot of cool things that you could take part in. Like, hey, take some pictures, have some fun. Here's what some of the fans were able to do today with those handheld devices, their cell phones, take some pictures. And here's how you can upload your pictures. Simply go to facebook.com/New York Giants, Twitter at Giants, and Instagram at NY Giants. A lot more to come as we continue with this edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Time for our top moments of the day. Eli Manning hooking up with Jarrell Jernigan. He beats Dominic Rogers Cromartie. And then Curtis Painter dropping back to pass. And how about rookie free agent from Newberry, Corey Washington, in traffic, making a nice grab. A little offensive spark. Those are our moments of the day. We welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. All right, Jeff, a couple positive plays in our moments of the day from the offense.
Yeah, what stands out to me is the second one, the young guy, you know, pulling on the jersey, the defensive guys, as they always do in practice, but making a play and getting it, you know, trying to show this team that he can make this roster. It's going to be a tough one, but good try.
Well, the Giants have been practicing for the first 3 days here of training camp. They'll have another practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center on Friday. Then they're expected to start going in full pads on Sunday after a day off on Saturday. Linebackers coach Jim Herman is anxious to see his guys start hitting.
I have a feeling that once the pads go on, the guys in my group or the new guys and the guys that have been here, you know, they enjoy the contact. They enjoy listening to the air go out of the other man's body. And to me, that's what you want.
Jeff, with the new rules in the National Football League, and as they've evolved over the years, you see a lot more missed tackles during the regular season. How important is it to really take advantage of these hitting periods when they start?
Well, I think, you know, I know that you and Carl have talked about it many times on air, and it's important. They just don't have enough time to do it. So when they do, it is important for them, the guys, to get in there and really sharpen up their skills because, you know, just the way the game goes today, you can't have the whole full-on 9-on-7 every single day like we did. Not that I ever did. But
like the other guys did.
Like the other guys did, yeah.
All right, well, you know, obviously you need to be versatile. Spencer Paysinger is a guy that has been a versatile player for the Giants. He and Coach Herman talked about the value of versatility.
Well, we've had some guys that have been here for a while, myself, Jaquan, and Mark Osley. So when somebody unfortunately goes down, we've actually been able to learn two or three different positions. So the coaches try to shuffle up the lineup a little bit to where I'll be playing more Will, more Sam, maybe some Mike here and there. But it's all about preparation. We feel like linebackers, we know two to three different positions. So one person goes down, another person has to step up.
Well, I think as a whole, the group is
very flexible. We all understand that we got to play multiple positions. There's only 46 uniforms given out on Sunday. And that you may have five, you may have six linebackers, period. So somebody has to double learn and do double duty. And to me, that's the greatness of the game. When you have smart guys like we have in that room, the flexibility for a coach is great.
Jeff, let's take a look at the linebackers that came to camp with the New York Giants. Talked about Spencer Paysinger. Dan Fox could be a guy on special teams. We've talked about Devon Kennard, Jameel McClain, John Beeson, Mark Herzlick is at playing time. Jaquan Williams trying to regain that form from a couple of years ago. And Spencer Atkins and Justin Anderson. Talk about the versatility of this group. And guys, from your point of view, Jeff, as a special teams guy, they need to be special teams demons too.
There's no question, especially the young guys and even the older guys. You know, they have to share time on the special teams, but more importantly, because of injuries and the way that the game is today, these linebackers, as Coach Herman said, they have to learn every position so that they're ready to go in there at a moment's notice. And Coach Herman does this at practice. He'll go to a young guy and want to see what he can play. He'll say, go to Sam if he's playing Mike. So they get that experience.
Yeah, and that's really important to be able to, because during the course of the game, you need to know your mental assignments.
No question.
Because you have no idea who could be going down. All right, it's time for our Twitter question of the day at Giants. RJL29_NYG. Do you think the Giants' return game can be a huge positive this year? And Jeff, I'll tell you what, in years past, the last couple years, they've been searching and hoping for guys. Yeah. Now they have guys with proven pedigree.
There's no question. I mean, Holiday, you know what he did. Looked him in the Super Bowl last year. Okay, so he's one. Talk about Odell Beckham. Now you got Demps is coming in here as a kickoff returner. Coach Quinn went from having somebody that barely did it in high school, and now you got four capable guys. And Robert Wilson, we know what he did his rookie year, returning kicks. So this is a very, very deep position, and this is looking for big plays in this area of the game because it has been missing for years.
Right, yeah. We saw David Wilson with his explosiveness a couple of years ago. You got Demps, who's got experience. Holiday's done both things. And as you mentioned, Odell Beckham, the Giants' first-round draft pick, all guys, because you need that to change field position, don't you?
Absolutely. And Holiday is one of those guys, big-time plays. So what happens with him is that the outside guys have to know their assignments and fundamentals to give him a little bit of room because he is tough to catch.
Yeah, and there's a certain art to it as well. It's not just about speed, is it? It's about understanding angles and being patient, almost like a running back.
I was going to say patience. You have to let it develop in front of you and then use that speed to get to where it's taking you.
All right, well, we talked about the Giants defensively and so many of the additions, including Walter Thurman III, who played in the Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium with the Seattle Seahawks. He's now a New York Giant. He joins us coming up next as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG+.
Being able to play multiple positions, do a lot of different things, not limiting myself to just one aspect of my position. I can come off the edge to blitz, I can play press coverage, I can play off coverage, I can play zone. I think that being able to do multiple things, it makes me valuable.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We're joined by one of the new Giants, Walter Thurman III. Takes a couple minutes to join us. So how are you acclimating to Giants land?
It's a nice transition. You know, everyone's very welcoming, the team, the coaching staff. It's been a smooth transition.
Well, how cool is it? I mean, you won the Super Bowl right over there in MetLife Stadium. You used the Giants facility, so you had to feel a little bit at home when you first showed up.
Most definitely. You know, it was familiar territory. Like you said, we've been out here for about a week and a half up until the Super Bowl. And like you said, this was home base until that time. And, you know, it feels good to be back here.
All right, obviously you're a versatile player. There's a lot of different things you can do. Play corner, cover the slot guy. How do you see your role in this defense?
You know, being that utility player, you know, being able to bring the different aspects of the game. You know, I think we're going to mix up a couple of pressures and coverage and man and stuff like that. And Really just making the most of my opportunities while I'm here.
All right, you came from a secondary in Seattle that was fantastic, a defense that was fantastic. When you look at the guys here with Dominic Rogers Cromartie, Prince Amukamara, you've got Stevie Brown at safety, who was second in the league in interceptions 2 years ago, Antrell Roll. Do you see this group potentially developing that same type of chemistry you had in Seattle?
Almost definitely. You know, there's we're a lot more seasoned team here than we were in Seattle. We were very young out there. We have a lot of experience, a lot of talent from the defensive line to linebackers to the defensive back room, obviously. And, you know, the sky's the limit for us. You know, if we could really put that together during this training camp, you know, I mean, we could be the best in the league.
Were you hesitant at all coming here, knowing that, you know, there was a lot of other pieces that they were looking to put in place where you might not get the opportunity you wanted?
I wasn't really hesitant. You know, at the end of the day, it's competition. You know, the best players are going to be on the field. You know, I mean, that's been one of the – that's how I am as a competitor. You know, I don't want anything handed to me. I'm gonna go out there and prove my worth while I'm out there. And you know, competition brings the best out of each player on the team.
A couple guys in that locker room have two Super Bowl championships. A lot of your other teammates here have one. You have one now with Seattle. What is a championship player bring? And what's the message that you try to spread to the other guys that haven't won and are looking to win one?
You know, it really comes down to the mindset. You know. We were able to do it with defense, you know, and the New York Giants is raised on defense, you know, throughout its history and stuff like that, you know, and we really want to get back to that pinnacle of being a dominant defense. And it really comes down to the mindset. We have to really want it, you know. It's these long days out here in training camp that really prepares you for this long haul up until February.
All right, Pete Carroll, your former head coach, energetic guy. Tom Coughlin's an energetic guy in a different way. What's the one thing about Coughlin that surprised you so far?
Nothing's really surprising so far, you know. I mean, you know, he's an old school coach, you know, as far as his approach and everything. You know what to expect in that, you know. But I mean, the biggest thing is his will to win. You know, to bring another championship back home. You know, the year they had last year, you know, was very mediocre, and he doesn't want to return to that. You know, like I was saying, this organization is raised on championships. You know, four in the modern era before after the post merger, and even championships before that. And so it has a very long tradition of winning, and he wants to get back to that.
All right, there's an art to being able to cover the slot guy. And it's something that you do very well. Take us through some of the things that are really important to be able to be successful dealing with those guys.
You know, it really comes down to the preparation and also the scheme that you had during that play on the field. Really utilizing your leverage, your help where it is, whether it be in the short middle of the field or the deep middle of the field. And really being attention to detail. Your opponent has a two-way go, and so you have to be very sound in your technique.
We appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Walter Thurman III joining us here on the program. When we come back on the show, Jeff Fiegels rejoins me. We'll take a closer look at the Giants secondary as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus, your home for the New York Giants all summer long throughout training camp 2014. We heard from Walter Thurman III. Jeff, very smart kid, really gets it, and he's got a hefty job because most teams go three wide now anyway, and he talked about that art and how important is it to cover the slot.
Well, just exactly what you said. Most teams are three wide anyway, so he's one of those guys. He might be the best slot corner in the NFL, and I think that because of what he brings is his desire to play the game, desire to get better. He's a smart guy, as we just saw him speaking there on the graphic. It just helps that secondary tremendously having somebody in there, a Super Bowl champion from the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, and we see him in action during practice for the New York Giants, and got good ball awareness and. You know, he's just one of those guys that's a real student of the game. And just in the interview, you can get that sense from him that this is a guy that's going to do a lot of studying and a lot of preparation.
And I think that he learned a lot in those 3 years that he was playing with Richard Sherman there in Seattle. He's bringing some of that experience and that, the secondary from Seattle with him. And he's going to do a lot of good things for that backfield.
All right, that's obviously a very deep group right there. And Dominic Rogers Cromartie was the guy that... was the big free agent splash for the New York Giants, and this is a guy that just has all the tools that you could possibly want. And, you know, you look at all these the other guys like Prince Mukamara, everyone's looking for him to have a big year, but Dominic Rogers-Cromartie is the guy. When you take a look at him, he can be the guy that you really hang your hat on defensively.
There's no question. I think that the knock on him was that he didn't play very good zone defense. And, you know, coming here, you're going to put him on the best receiver, and he does his best things when he's playing man coverage. And you're going to see him playing on the best receiver every single Sunday, and that gives the other guys a chance to make some plays. And I'll tell you, he struggled in Philly, and he's got a nice career ahead of him.
Yeah, and he's a guy that brings a little swagger, which you need, especially with secondary guys. Meanwhile, Prince Mukamara, I mean, he's a guy that the Giants invested a first-round draft pick. He was the Giants' most consistent corner. What does he have to do to take his game to an even higher level?
Well, I think what I'm seeing is the maturity in Prince is the fact that he's starting to make a little bit of a gambler. And that means he's got confidence, and that's a good thing to see because, you know, he's going to make some plays. But I think he wants to take on a bigger leadership role, him being the older guy, really, in the camp of the guys that were here in the past. So it's a big step for him and something that he needs to do.
A little bit more under the radar is a guy that's got a lot of experience, Zach Bowman, former Chicago Bear, seventh year in the National Football League. And, again, you never know. There's so many injuries in the NFL. To have a guy like Bowman who can be part of your rotation, if you need to step him in and start him, I mean, that's a luxury now for Perry Fuel in this defense.
Absolutely. He's a heck of a player. He's a heck of a special teams player, and he's kind of made his mark in the NFL playing special teams. And one great thing about him is that he's a big guy, and he can take on a lot of double teams, and that's the hardest thing to do when you're running down covering kicks. But back to your point about being a good cornerback, this position has depth, and he's one of them that's going to help them.
You know, obviously we talk about the frontline guys, and earlier we showed you some of the highlights of some of the other guys behind the scenes. You know, you think of a guy like Charles James, who's really been a hard worker for the New York Giants, has dealt with some injuries along the way. And how about Tremaine McBride? I mean, this is a guy that stepped in and played a vital role last year, and when he got hurt in that Cowboys game, he was the guy playing the slot, and that changed the way that game went.
No question. He certainly made a name for himself last year, and we always talked about, you know, the guys that when there's injuries, they get in and they play. Well, he played well enough to get in here, and he's certainly going to have a big part of that secondary.
All right, we know about Antrell Roll and the leadership and the dynamic play he brings week in and week out, but Stevie Brown is a guy that's coming back from an injury, 8 interceptions 2 years ago.
Incredible.
The Giants need him to sort of find that form that he had.
Absolutely, and you hope he does. 8 interceptions, and then he has the injury last year. They bring in Demps just in case Stevie Brown has something happens. We hope he doesn't, but, you know, a comeback year for him. They're kind of nursing him along a little bit in training camp with that ACL, so they have to be a little bit careful.
All right, well, the Giants will be back at work here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center on Friday. They'll be in their upper shells as they practice, and then they'll have a day off, their first day off, and then come back, and they're scheduled to hit with pads on Sunday. Make sure you join us for the show tomorrow night here on MSG Plus. I sit down and talk with Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul, Paul Dottino, and Roman Oben will carry you tomorrow night. For Jeff Fiegels and our entire crew, Bob Papa saying so long from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Thanks for joining us here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.